Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is! The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to people that are tuned in, locked in, all over North America. You could be here in Georgia with me. You could be out west. You could be in Hawaii. I don't know where you're at, but thank you for listening. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, all you got to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't have to lift a finger. You don't got to lift a finger now. I got you. I'm going to be rolling. I'm going to have me some fun for the next 4 hours. What a weekend. What a weekend. Man, it was crazy down in Miami. Argentina walks away. Copa America champs. Colombian fans are losing their minds. With Carlos Alcaraz, he beat Djokovic. I liked that yesterday. Today was SEC Media Day. Or at least the start of it. We got a home run derby tonight. We got a Major League Baseball All-Star game tomorrow. We have some teams starting NFL training camp. There's so much. I bet you I'm missing something. There's so much going on. But we're going to talk about it all. Oh, yeah, how could I forget? Team USA Basketball even played a game today in Abu Dhabi. They almost let the Australians come back to beat them. Well, I guess I should say us or them, because I ain't playing. I'm an American, but I'm not on Team USA, so it doesn't count. Anyway, we got a lot to get into. If you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to touch on a little bit of everything that I just discussed. And Caitlin Clark, of course, is in the news. What else is new? She didn't do anything. Just be an amazing basketball player. Some people are still mad at her. A matter of fact, Scott Agnes, we've had him here on the show. He covers all things Indiana Fever and Indiana Pacers. He's going to come through and join us next hour. Some other news that's kind of popped up. Congratulations to Calvin Johnson. I guess him and the Lions have patched things up over the past few years. The guy decided to retire. The Lions asked for their bonus back, and then things went to hell after that. Now, Calvin Johnson going into their, I think they call it the pride of the Lions. Yeah, fancy stuff. Over the weekend, of course, wild things happen over the weekend. Jordan Addison of the Minnesota Vikings, this guy gets a DUI. College football video game, EA Sports, whatever, it came out a few hours ago. What a busy day, a busy weekend, all types of stuff. 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Ryan Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
Doing good. Doing well today. Weekend was fun, outside of getting waxed by older ladies in pickleball. Otherwise, it was a good weekend.
Excuse me? You decided to go play pickleball?
Yes.
First time?
No. I've played a few times this year. It's not gone very well, and yesterday was a true embarrassment.
Help me out here. Younger athletic male versus old ladies in pickleball. What's the advantage?
They know what they're doing. They have control of the ball. They know how to put it in the spots. They put the spin on it, and I'm just sitting there like an idiot trying to hit it as hard as I can, out of bounds, missing, you know, going out into the net. And next thing you know, like 5 minutes later, it's 11-3, game over.
Okay. Oh, well, damn.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
This is the epitome of slow and steady wins the race, right? Is that how this went?
Yes. Yeah, honestly, okay. You're right.
Damn. So what did they talk trash to you? They were sweet old ladies. They were giving you hell.
Were sweet. Which honestly makes it worse. I mean, look, I judged them big time. I said, okay, we're good here. Like, we're playing them. Like, there should be a win. It's been a rough summer. Kind of get back, you know, a little tune up here to get back. And we got tuned up. And they were very nice. Which I feel like almost kind of makes it worse because it's just like, wow, they are nice and good.
No, that means that next time you play them, you got to talk trash to them. You got to let them know you can't beat me. Like, this was a fluke. You got to talk trash to them. This was indoors, right?
Outdoors.
Wasn't it like 100 degrees outside New York?
It was warm this weekend, yeah. I mean, it's been a heat wave, I feel like, for like a month. So, like, at this point, we're kind of used to it, so it didn't feel that different. But yeah, just add on the heat that should be in the younger man's favor, you would think.
Wait. You got beat by old ladies outside in the heat? Damn.
Yeah.
It's worse. Yeah. I was hoping it was indoors. At least there'd be a no climate advantage, but damn.
Yeah, the more I talk about it, the more this is pretty embarrassing.
Oh, man.
So anyway. Yeah, it was a great weekend, as you could tell.
Yeah, I watched Djokovic lose yesterday. I watched Spain come out on top. I, like a lot of people, waited on that disaster last night in Miami. I'm sitting there watching it, saying to myself, you got to be kidding me. Man, you know what? Let's get into that in the next break. We'll get into that and get it over with next break, because there's even more news that has come out about that disaster last night with the fans and the Columbia supporters, a member of the administration for Columbia. Let me not even say that. The president was arrested after the match. That's how crazy things were. But we'll get into that in the next break. Of course, we'll talk about the home run derby as Pete Alonso is trying to go for number 3 tonight down in Arlington. And so we got a lot to get into. Let's get this USA basketball stuff on out the way. Earlier this afternoon, because Abu Dhabi is on the other side of the world, the USA is still tuning up for the Paris Olympics. They went out to Abu Dhabi. Today they took on Australia. A couple of days they're going to take on Serbia. Pretty funny. Nikola Jokic even walked in. And, of course, a giant 7-foot man just walks in Abu Dhabi. People go, oh, my God, it's absolutely crazy. But anyway, Team USA basketball beat Australia this afternoon 98-92. Okay, sounds fine. I mean, who's on the Australian team? Josh Giddey? They got another guy on the team. He's like a backup center for the Houston Rockets. Nobody's looking at Australia to hand Team USA a whooping. A matter of fact, Team USA had 32 points in the first quarter. But obviously, they only won by six. Anthony Davis led the way with 17 points, 14 rebounds. Joel Embiid finished with 10 points. Devin Booker had 15. They had 18 turnovers in the game. Let me remind you, international basketball competition, these are not 12-minute quarters. These are 10-minute quarters. The game can get away from you pretty fast. You don't have all the time in the world to go out there and correct things. And so with a giant Serbian watching from the crowd, a giant Serbian that has continuously cooked Anthony Davis at just about every chance and opportunity, with Joel Embiid out there. And by the way, still no Kevin Durant, that Achilles. Derek White, he just showed up. He literally got off the plane. And so you could say that maybe Team USA has a big man problem outside of Anthony Davis. That big man, well, Joel Embiid. The last game he had six fouls. We know Joel Embiid isn't venturing outside of the paint to guard anybody. And so when you take on a giant Serbian like Jokic, are you throwing Anthony Davis at him? Are you throwing Joel Embiid at him? And who the hell is turning the ball over? Everybody. And so Steve Kerr actually spoke after the game. And Steve Kerr, he told the media, he said, you know what? I could take Joel Embiid out of the starting lineup and put in Anthony Davis. Listen to this.
These next few games, I'm going to continue to experiment with the lineups. And, you know, Joel is getting better and better every day. You know, it usually takes big guys a little bit longer to get rhythm and flow. But I love Joel. He's a dominant player. And I think it's going to be important for us to figure out the best combinations and putting the right people together. And that's still a work in progress.
Who's worried about Team USA losing? Like, Team USA basketball, they're going to lose to Canada? Maybe. I mean, we saw how they started last week. Let's keep in mind, these guys have never played together. A lot of these other countries, these guys have been playing together multiple years. They've grown together. Yeah, and it's one thing to slap together LeBron James, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards. It's one thing to slap all these guys onto one team. It's another thing to have continuity. And so, yeah, come on. The Team USA basketball is going to have plenty of these stretches where they scare the life out of you. This is what they're doing right now. And let's also keep in mind, I'll say it again, I think I may be saying this maybe for the next couple of weeks, Kevin Durant has not played with the calf issue. Yeah, the Kevin Durant that blew out his Achilles, the Kevin Durant who has a history now of leg issues as he's gotten older. I'm supposed to believe that Kevin Durant is going to wake up. Now, I got more faith in him than Kawhi Leonard, but let's be real. And Joel Embiid. Everybody got an ego, right? If Joel Embiid gets benched, he's cool with that. He doesn't regret his decision to play for Team USA, right? Joel Embiid is cool as long as he gets a gold medal. He doesn't need to start. Nobody needs to star. But they'll need Joel Embiid to go out there every now and then, I guess, and foul somebody. Push somebody out the way. Put some weight on Jokic, because Jokic, we know, he cooks Anthony Davis. He cooks him. No harm, no foul here. Hickey, you think we're going to see Kevin Durant, or is he going to be sitting around for the next couple of weeks?
I think the latter is your answer there. I don't think we're going to see. I mean, how can you? Like, if you're Steve Kerr, right, don't you owe it to the Suns first to make sure he's healthy coming out of this? Oh. Then, you know, you owe it to Team USA Basketball or owe it to the fans to put him on the court. Like, I just don't think in good conscience, right? You can run him out there if he's not 100%, especially with a calf injury. Like you said, we saw already one time, and Steve Kerr saw it firsthand, how that calf injury led to a season-ending injury.
Oh, my God. And it's too late. It's too late in the game to go, oh, well, let's bring in Jaylen Brown. You know what I'm saying? If they called Jaylen Brown and said, hey, we need you, what does he say? Does he swallow his pride and say, I want a gold medal? Or does he just go, man, screw y'all?
I mean, for all the chirping he's done about wanting to be on the team and being upset, I feel like if you get that call, you have to answer, right? Isn't it a little bit of... Doesn't some of his words ring hollow if he gets the call, even if it is this late in the game, and he says no?
Yeah, he come across as a super jerk. if he decided to wake up and decline an invite. But don't you think he'd be a little justified in doing so?
I think you could say that if you want to stand on what you want to, you know, believe in. But I also think, like, and once the games happen, I think everyone will quickly forget the stink and the process of him coming on the team. If he plays well, history, you know, even later on this year, 5 years from now, if you look back at his performance and it's memorable, people are not going to remember, oh, yeah, that's right. Also, the last second he was added to the team and he went back on his word, after just, you know, showing his disgust of not making it initially.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has their pride. You know, and for all the talks and conversations about how nobody likes him, he wouldn't be doing himself any favors if he got the call and he declined. And so we're going to find out soon enough, because Kevin Durant, is he going to play on Wednesday against Serbia, like 2 days later? Probably not. Team USA basketball is going to be fine. They're probably, I don't know what the odds are, but if you're asking me, 90% likely to walk away with the gold. Canada is likely to scare them, but after that, come on, Japan is going to beat Team USA? Hell no, not at all. France, I mean, they got a deep team, but unless Victor Wembanyama is inspired by playing at home, I think Team USA has it, with or without a Kevin Durant. And whether or not a Joel Embiid is sitting on the bench instead of starting. Hey, you join Team USA, I guess you go out there, you swallow your pride. Just a little bit. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Man, we have a full show. Major League Baseball All-Star Game is tomorrow in Arlington. The Home Run Derby is tonight. NFL training camps are opening for select teams this week. SEC Media Day. We had the Wimbledon final yesterday. Alcaraz is the man. And people are angry about Caitlin Clark questions. We have Scott Agnes from the Fieldhouse Files who will join us next hour. Calvin Johnson is going into the Lions version of the Hall of Fame. Tyreek Hill advocating for his quarterback, Tua, to get money. Jordan Addison arrested. There's just a lot going on. And, of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you about a lot of things that took place this day in sports history. You've made it. It's July 15th. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. And when we come back on the other side to wrap up, the weekend, we're going to talk about that disaster that took place last night in Miami. America is not looking all that good as we get ready to host the World Cup in 2 years. Maybe we'll get it together. I'll explain a lot of arrests. Even a president got arrested last night. I'll tell you who. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next. Because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects. And say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Now, after a busy weekend, we had tennis and we had soccer. And man, we're going to have American football real soon. NFL training camps are coming your way. Well, you know what? Let's get into some NFL training camp action in the next break. I have to get this out the way. Because everybody is excited about the Olympics in Paris. People looking forward to an event that only comes around every 4 years. And it's the same thing with the World Cup. We have to wait 2 more years, 2026, for the World Cup to take place here in North America, out in Los Angeles. The final is going to be, well, the Olympics, and that's even further away. Hickey, there's so much going on. Is America prepared for it? I'm over here confusing myself.
I hope so. Yesterday did not make it seem like it, but I hope the 2 years are at least enough time to figure whatever the hell they got to figure out.
Right. So in 2026, we have the World Cup here. In 2028, Los Angeles is going to host the Olympics. And last night that Hickey just referenced and we talked about just briefly at the beginning of the show is that yesterday, both the finals, the championships for the Euros and Copa America took place yesterday. So the afternoon you had Spain, they beat England 2-1. And then last night it was Colombia and Argentina. And of course, Argentina has the biggest star, biggest football star on earth in Messi. Okay. Messi was able to go out there and play until he got stepped on and his ankle blew up the size of like a volleyball. Okay. And then Messi had to exit at about the 55th minute, not too long after they came out of the half. But here's the deal. The match that took place down in Miami, this is the final, the championship, is supposed to start at 8:00 Eastern time. They had to delay the match for an hour because fans bum rushed the gates. People who did not have tickets tried to get in. It was ridiculous. Take a listen last night. This is from Fox Sports, filling everybody in on why the game was being delayed.
And we have some recent developments ahead of tonight's Copa America final. You see the images right there of players being escorted off the field. The stadium right now in Miami currently in lockdown. For more on that, we take you out live to Hard Rock Stadium, and we check in with a pair that will call this one for you, John Strong and Stu Holden. Guys, what are you seeing? What are you hearing?
Even when we tried to get to the stadium 4 hours before kickoff, there was huge lines, lots of traffic, fans trying to make their way here. We were getting alerts yesterday, guys, saying if you don't have a ticket, don't come on the premises. You weren't going to be allowed. Clearly, you've seen that that hasn't happened. As soon as the gates were open, people were trying to make their way through without tickets. They've basically shut down all the gates and trying to let people in slowly, but right now it feels like they don't feel that that's safe.
Man, the video, the photos, horrifying, horrifying. Like, people were out there with their kids trying to get them into the match. I understand one of the players, his wife got hurt, got injured. Thank God nobody died. You see kids are screaming. I saw that there was an escalator that was just, it looked like it got ran into by a truck. There were people climbing into or onto the vents. I don't know if they were doing Mission Impossible. Let's climb in through the vents and figure out a place where we could just jump out. I don't know if they were scaling the vents to go somewhere else, but the scene was just ridiculous. Something that you're not used to seeing here in the United States of America. Okay. There are incidents and such. We saw the fans last week from Uruguay up in at the Panther Stadium, Bank of America. They went up into the stands and tried to, you know, defend and take care of their families. These aren't scenes that we get often. Yeah, we get a Malice at the Palace. But all things considered, in comparison to the rest of the world, Americans at sporting events, yeah, we get our fights. People get, intoxicated. They get to throw in their hands. But a mob scene? No. That was embarrassing last night. during the game, the police were going through the stands, checking tickets to give people the boot. There were more than, and it sounds small, I bet you a whole lot of people stayed. But there was about 100 people on record between being arrested and ejected. And that doesn't even pale when you look at the photos of the thousands that just ran in there. Philip Cardenas. This is a firsthand account of the fans trying to storm the gates. This is courtesy of CBS Sports Golazo America.
It was just a very ugly scene, you know, to see these, everyone from different backgrounds, from different fan bases, everyone was struggling, whether you had a ticket or not. And I understand, like, the problem here was that, you know, hundreds of fans from both the Colombia side and the Argentina side with no tickets were trying to get into the stadium. But my initial reaction, Susanna, was it just seemed like it was very naive from the organizers and the local authorities to not have this plan in place, even though they did say they had a plan. I spoke to an officer who told me we have extra security, but I was there watching and I didn't see it. And what I walk away from this situation thinking is that, and again, this is just my opinion, is that I feel like the local authorities and the stadium officials told themselves, hey, there's going to be a soccer game on Sunday. We have to go manage this instead of this is a major international continental final between two massive fan bases for a trophy that means so much to these countries and to these fans. And honestly, you don't always get the best behavior at these tournaments, at these fixtures as well. And so I felt like they weren't prepared for that. And that's when the chaos started, when everything sort of spilled over and they just couldn't control the mass of people.
Wake up call. Wake up call. So the United States of America is going to host the World Cup. Wake up call. I mean, things can always happen. We know that, but wake up call. And so here are the actual numbers. 27 arrests, 55 ejections. This is what Miami-Dade police said. Now, let me tell you something. Do you think everybody that should have got arrested got arrested? Do you think everybody that should have gotten ejected was ejected? You think all of the numbers are accurate? The fire department said that there were 120 incidents at the stadium on Sunday. This is the home of the Dolphins. I've been to a Dolphins game. I mean, it's like going to church in comparison to what we got last night. That was bad. I'm watching this. I'm like, damn it, I want to watch the game, not this nonsense. Are we going to get the game? Congratulations to Argentina for winning. We didn't see Messi at the end because his ankle was just gigantic. I can't remember the last time I saw anything like that stateside. The closest is maybe the Malice at the Palace, and that was confined to inside of an arena next to a bench. Vicky, what were your thoughts when you saw that last night?
I get the reason to criticize security, and I think that there has to be measures going forward to make sure, like, to be prepared for an event like this happening again. But also, like, I mean, the finger, first and foremost, has to be pointed at these fans. Like, that's just, I mean, frankly, disgusting behavior to, one, think that you are, like, not owed in a way, but like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to walk in the stadium, and it's my right to do that, and I'm just going to get in there and watch the game because I don't feel like paying hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to go watch this game. I'm just going to bum rush this, you know, the entrance to see what happens. Like, that's absurd. Absurd thinking, absurd behavior. Like,
some people got away with it yesterday, huh?
And they did, and it sucks that they got rewarded. But, like, again, security should have been better prepared. But I think at least first and foremost, the blame and the scrutiny has to go on these fans that acted uncivilized, frankly.
Yeah. It's a shame. I blame, we can blame the fans acting like complete idiots. Some of them, like you said, they were rewarded for being jackasses. You know, you get a ticket, you pay your money. I mean, the police were in the stands checking tickets, ejecting people while the match is going. Like, it's unfathomable. And this is what it is when you start thinking about international football or soccer. Could you imagine going to the Super Bowl and something like this happening? Could you imagine this something like this happening at the NBA Finals? The answer is no. I mean, these are big events here stateswide. But as we heard, you think about an international event, you got to do better. This ain't the local kids getting together on Saturday morning to just, you know, kick the ball around. There's this passion. I mean, Messi had to exit the game due to his ankle injury. He was on the sidelines crying because he's probably not going to suit up for Argentina ever again. And so it's one thing to have passion about what you're doing. It's another thing to have passion and just be a jerk. You know, I told you there was a president arrested last night. Colombia's a football president. Ramon Jesus Run. Jesus Run. This man was trying to get onto the pitch. He tried to get onto the field after the match was over. He is 71 years old. His son is 43. Both the father and the son. This is the president of Colombia's football organization. This is the president. He's 71 years old. I guess he pitched a fit and got mad because he was told, hey, you can't come down here. And so now he's facing 3 felony counts of battery for abusing an official, which I believe was a police officer. Him and his father and son arrested for being, I don't know, I guess privileged. And so I guess it just runs, Hickey, not just in the fans, but also you think about the management. It was, you got fans and management who got arrested last night because they didn't want to just simply follow the rules.
Clearly. I mean, geez, I thought getting beat by a 70-year-old woman at the pickleball court was bad. 71-year-old man delivering a beating is tough, too.
Well, he wanted to get onto the field. They told him no. And so he had to spend a little bit of an overnight in a cell. I don't think that's what the Colombian Football Federation president thought that he had on his radar last night. Listen, people think they can run around and do whatever the hell they want. And at least a couple of them paid for it last night. I just hope, and I would expect by the time we get to 2026 and we have all of these stadiums that are filled all over the country, that everybody will take a look at what took place last night down in Miami, the home of the Dolphins, Hard Rock Stadium, and they'll utilize it as a wake-up call. I know Marco Belletti is here. Marco, you weren't trying to rush to get in last night, were you? You weren't there?
No, I was not there. That was not me.
Okay. I was making sure I saw a guy.
I don't think my fat ass was getting through any of those vents anyway.
No, I saw a guy in a Yankees hat. I didn't know who it was.
Not me.
Okay. Not Marco Belletti. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. You know what? Speaking of angry officials, we got a head coach of a WNBA team. Yeah. Mad. You want to know what she's mad about? Questions about Caitlin Clark. What a shock, right? We'll hear from another angry person. We got NFL players that are reporting to training camp. We have a home run derby tonight. There's so much going on.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look around. What do you see? Cars. Lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about Team USA basketball. They beat Australia, barely. We talked about that matchup last night down in Miami, Florida. Delayed an hour because football fans just basically rushed the home of the Dolphins to get in. People who didn't have tickets rushed. The game was delayed by an hour. Argentina beats Colombia 1-0. A lot of angry people. Even the president of Colombia's Football Federation. This man was arrested. Both he and his son were arrested last night because they wanted to get onto the field during the celebration. Why? I guess they lost. They wanted a shortcut. I have no idea. But someone put his hands on an officer in a way that you shouldn't, and they got arrested. What a day. A lot of angry people yesterday. At least Djokovic and his ass whooping, he took it with grace and dignity as Alcaraz went out there and won another major this year. Somebody else ticked off last night, yesterday afternoon. How you ticked off before the game even gets started? Caitlin Clark effect is still rolling. Because yesterday, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Target Center, Caitlin Clark came to town. And the Indiana Fever beat the Minnesota Lynx, a superior team, 81-74. Caitlin Clark finished with 17 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. Great numbers, good numbers, pretty pedestrian, not the greatest shooting night, but she has turned it on recently. A matter of fact, we got a guest coming through next hour. Scott Agnes covers Caitlin Clark, and he also covers the Pacers. He's going to come through and talk to us in more detail about it. But before the game even got started, you might remember Caitlin Clark, one of her stops to finish out her college career was in Minnesota. Like, she has fans in Minneapolis. Damn it, she has fans everywhere because they are spending buckets of money to watch her play. Someone who did not want to hear about Caitlin Clark or the Caitlin Clark effect is Cheryl Reeve, who happens to be not just the coach of the Minnesota Lynx, she also happens to be the coach of Team USA Women's Basketball. The same Team USA Women's Basketball squad that left Caitlin Clark off of the team. And we don't know if she's going to make it. Diana Taurasi's been running around with a bum knee. I think it'd be certainly amazing if Caitlin Clark took the spot. Cheryl Reeve didn't want to hear any of it. Hickey, she needed a hug. Do you think a hug would help this lady?
I don't think so, no. She seemed very angry, and I would be afraid to reach my arms out because I don't think she'd embrace it.
I don't think she'd slap you away. Myron Metcalf of ESPN, he asked Cheryl Reeve yesterday, this is before the game, okay, about Caitlin Clark's potential future on the national team. Her response to a reporter in a pregame, why the hell would I answer a national team question? I'm wearing Lynx, and I'm the head coach of the national team, but I'm not the chair of the committee. Anybody wants to venture into anything else? Whoa. You can still talk to me like I'm a human being. What the hell is your problem? There's no need to go into a diatribe like, you know, I'm asking you what you ate for breakfast this morning or, you know, who's sleeping in your house. He asked a basketball question. Caitlin Clark is in town. You can answer a national team question. You can decline to answer it without being a complete jerk. And it didn't stop there. She was also asked about Caitlin Clark's her popularity and whether or not the fans there in Minnesota were going to root for the away player. And let's just say Cheryl Reeve also said she doesn't give a lot of bleeps. Listen to this.
As a coach of the home team, there's going to be a lot of people cheering for that other side.
I don't get two.
I mean, How about one?
Not even one.
If she doesn't give not one or two, you know what? And her team lost. Her team lost. And so I'm sure after the game, she didn't want a hug. I know before the game, she needed a hug. And I for the life of me, you would think that Caitlin Clark has stolen their firstborn. You know, that she has defiled that, like she did something ridiculous, disrespectful. She hasn't done anything but play basketball, and she doesn't say anything. Caitlin Clark got called for a technical foul yesterday. The player was playing defense on her on a transition play, and, you know, it's basketball. You know, Caitlin Clark kind of swung her arm out like, hey, get off of me, get away from me, relax. And she hit her in the face. I don't think she intentionally tried to hit her in the face, but she did. And she deservingly got a technical foul for it. That's the most you're going to hear about Caitlin Clark doing or saying anything, because she says nothing. I mean, you would think the coach of the national team would have a little bit more respect and dignity, specifically when addressing the media. I mean, what a difficult job Shel Reeve has to do, right? Show up against a bunch of other women from all over the world that Team USA will just wipe out. What a difficult job. The toughest thing for you is to answer a question about another WNBA player, the most popular WNBA player. Hickey, I knew a lot of the players were upset. Diana Taurasi, you got some of the legends who are not happy. But the coach of the U.S. basketball, here, let me ask you this. I think we all know the answer. Grant Hill is not the coach. Steve Kerr is the coach. But could you see the executive director of the men's side, or could you see Steve Kerr, either one of the two of them, responding like that?
No, not at all. And some people took, you know, offense to Grant Hill's feel a joke. You know, when Jaylen Brown was suggesting that Nike maybe had a part of leaving him off. And, like, that was, like, you could try to say maybe the most offensive or, like, crazy comment you can make in that situation. And Cheryl Reeve just took that and blew it out of the water.
Yeah, it's crazy. Look, Steve Kerr is very vocal on a lot of things. And people could feel one way or another about him and things that he says related to outside of basketball. Doesn't matter. I've seen Steve Kerr angry on a basketball court. I've seen him ticked off on a court. I've seen him breaking boards. We've seen him ticked off, okay? But in dealing and talking with the media, I'm sure he's been upset, but there's not one instance that stands out to me that makes me go, you know what? This guy, Steve Kerr, is a real jerk. Well, this guy, Steve Kerr, is not going to answer a question. Because I don't know, maybe Steve Kerr's been around long enough, had attention on him for the past 30 plus years to know this is a part of my job. You know, I got my basketball rings with the Bulls and with the San Antonio Spurs, but I need to promote myself and I need to promote the game. And I can't even say it seems like there are so many other women that are just upset at the attention that Caitlin Clark is getting. And it's not like Caitlin Clark has asked for any of this attention outside of what she does on the basketball court. And so whether it's a player or now a coach, or dare I say a coach of Team USA, like, it's just goofy. So what happens in another 4 years when Caitlin Clark is still lighting it up? I don't know what she's doing. Maybe she has an MVP. Maybe she has a championship. I don't know. Is Shel Reeves still going to be coaching the team? I have no idea. And if she is, what is she going to do? Caitlin deserved it this time. And just be a jerk? Like, everybody just needs to get over the whole Caitlin Clark needs to pay her dues. Don't talk to me about Caitlin Clark. Like, stop it. Get over it. It's done. She's here. Now she's actually gotten better as time has continued on. The Indiana Fever have one more game before they hit the break. They play on Wednesday against Dallas. The All-Star game is on Saturday, as the WNBA All-Stars will take on Team USA. I'm very interested to see what both Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark do in that game. And then there is no WNBA until the middle of August, almost exactly a month from now. And so Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and everybody else who didn't make the Olympic team, the rest of the WNBA, everybody will have a chance to kind of hit the pause button. Slow down, relax, reevaluate. And for a rookie like Caitlin Clark with some time off, it's probably going to be the longest amount of time that she's really had off since she completed her college season, then got drafted, then basically immediately started playing in the WNBA. Let's see if Caitlin Clark comes back better than when she exited. I would certainly think both her and Angel Reese would do so. And at that point, yeah, I can't predict the future, but give them both the damn rookie of the year. So many more people are angry and upset after that. A month off. WNBA season ends September 19th. You can go ahead and thank the Olympics for the break. Hickey, what are we going to do with no Caitlin Clark?
Oh, cool. Great question. No controversy, no one getting upset. I mean, I guess media is just going to die for a month.
Something's going to happen in Paris. Watch. Something will happen in Paris, and they'll be like, oh, only if we had Caitlin here. Yeah, Caitlin Clark and Kawhi Leonard sitting at home in America. What a shame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Maybe Kevin Durant joins. Probably not. Hickey, wouldn't that be something? Kevin Durant's about to get a free gold medal.
Not bad, right?
Just show up, practice for a couple of days, and now my calf is hurting. Free gold medal. Him and Embiid. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. It's a big night in baseball. One of the biggest nights of the year. The Major League Baseball Home Run Derby is about an hour away. We got a man going for his title number 3. And then we even have a change in format. Is it going to work? We'll talk about it. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped, self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
It's been a 3-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports Podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.